wave of relief. Before her, removing a QVC catalog from an unlocked mailbox, stood an overweight woman in a polka dot house dress. Not a day younger than 80, thought Lee, and she breathed a sigh of relief. There would be no stilettos clacking against the hardwood floors, no late-night parties, no parade of visitors stomping around. The very next day, Lee wrote a check for the down payment, and 2 months later, she excitedly moved into her mint-condition one-bedroom dream apartment. It had a renovated kitchen, an oversized bathtub, and a more than decent northern view of the Empire State Building. It might have been one of the smallest units in the building. Okay, the smallest, but it was still a dream, a beautiful, lucky dream in a building Lee never thought she could afford, each and every obscenely priced square foot paid for with her own hard work and savings. How could she possibly have predicted that the seemingly innocuous upstairs neighbor was a dedicated wearer of massive wooden orthopedic clogs? Still, Lee berated herself regularly for thinking high heels were the only potential noise risk. It had been an amateur's mistake. Before she'd spotted her neighbor wearing the offending shoes, Lee had created an elaborate explanation for the relentless